I feel victory. I feel the atmosphere of victory. You know, when it's speaking to some of you, I'm telling you, you're getting it. I know you're getting it. You're learning how to direct that faith inward. You're learning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you got something working on the inside of you now? How many of you are not afraid to let it work? Hallelujah. Whatever's ready is coming out. God's priority is what's working in your heart right now. Let's give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Faith has a voice. It's called praise. Faith has a voice. Glory to God. It has an atmosphere. It's got dunamis, creative power. It's got the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you about it a little bit. Something I saw today. It's awesome. Go to Mark chapter 11. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Say impossible. So with faith, you're absolutely pleasing him. How would you know, by the way, if you're pleasing God?
Well, I'm exercising faith. He's going to let you know.
Something been happening to me all week long. I started doing all what I do in prayer, keeping his word and receiving and presenting and acknowledging. And you really want to learn, those of you that are receiving, the way you keep what you receive is you acknowledge. You have to learn to acknowledge. I have a whole series on it called Keeping His Word. You can use the same principles for keeping dunamis power. You got to acknowledge it. And there's a way to acknowledge it, and there's a place to acknowledge it. You don't acknowledge it in this jurisdiction. You get in there with God, where he is, where the Father is. He's going to reward you when he sees you in secret. He's going to reward you openly. But he wants to see some stuff when you're up in there. But he says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. When God is pleased, he's going to let you know it. What happened is the pleasure of the Lord started showing up. The pleasure of the Father. That's not one just a word. I felt his pleasure. I started feeling. I'm like, well, that was good. And then it showed up the next session. I said, well, that was really good. Then it started showing up on every single session the last 3 or 4 days. I mean, caught up in the pleasure of the Father, the love. The Bible says faith, what? Worketh by what? Love. I don't know what that meant to you, but I know what it means to me now. It's the Father's pleasure and his love showing up in the midst of the operation of faith. And it becomes a joy. It becomes an incredible experience. It's not something I have to do anymore. And it's not like I'm staring circumstances down anymore. I'm so caught up in the fellowship of his word and the fellowship of the Father and the thankfulness. And God's pleasure is coming down. And he adds his pleasure. I don't know how to explain that to you. You just got to get into that. When you start getting the Father's pleasure on your faith, when the Father's pleasure gets on your faith, it'll transform you. You won't be thinking about anything else anymore. You'll be so caught up in the pleasure of the Father and his love and faith and in fullness. It gets so big on the inside of you, you forgot that you were in the midst of a circumstance anymore. What you're believing God for gets so full because it has Father's pleasure on it. It's so glorious. You're thanking God like you already have it. And like you're doing things like you already have it. Like you already moved into it. You done sat down in it. Praise the Lord. That's the way it'll get. What the Bible say? He says, he taketh pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. People say, God take pleasure in your need. God's not taking pleasure in your need. God has already provided. God's standard of faith and the finished work never changes for any generation. It's whether or not you can receive and appropriate it. When you learn to receive and appropriate it, you'll come out of where you are into what he wants you to be in. You'll come into a fullness where you'll be a blessing to the world instead of needing a blessing all the time. You'll become a blessing to humanity. Your faith will cause you to be a blessing. But you got to overcome that. Some people that's easy, some is not. You got to allow the Holy Ghost to build that in. Some people are so afraid to believe God for something personal. It's like they're forsaking the kingdom. If I believe something personally for me, it's got to have the kingdom on it or don't touch it. He didn't say God would supply your kingdom need. He said God would supply your need. Then you got to box your need down. Well, what's going to qualify for need? Let's decide what's need, what's a want, and what's a need, because he's only going to supply the need. Don't throw no want in there. If it's a need, it's a need. If it's a want, it's a need. Don't be afraid to know that your Father. You know that verse says, seek first the kingdom of God and all those things will be added to you. See right there. You don't be seeking that stuff. You go seek God. Then he'll add all that. And so for everyone who's done that, nothing's being added for the last 20 years of your life. Maybe you got that verse wrong. For those of you who did that, you sought first the kingdom, never sought anything for you, and nothing's been added. Maybe you got that verse wrong. How many of you sought first the kingdom of God and nothing got added to you? It feels good when heaven adds something to you. It feels good when heaven shows up. You know why? Because the Father, you know what? The Father's been sharing his pleasure with me on something I'm believing for him personally. I'm believing for all kinds of stuff in the ministry, but his pleasure is showing up on the personal thing I'm believing for. He loves us. He does. But you have to understand, God has, he has a whole lifetime of things he wants to add to you. But he's not going to drop it out of the sky. People get that wrong. And they get in their head of what they think moves God. If I'll do this, God will do this. If I'll serve him, he'll do this. God appropriates one way, and that's faith. And when you learn how faith works, God will begin appropriating everything he's planned for you for a whole lifetime. One thing after another, and he'll appropriate it on your behalf. He'll give you the project he wants you to believe for. Then when you believe for that, he'll give you a bigger thing to believe for. And he'll include you too in the process. Not just his kingdom. He'll include paying off your house for you. When God blesses you really with a house, you're not paying for it. He's paying for it. What did he tell the children of Israel? Brought them into the promised land. He goes, I'm going to give you houses and lands that you did not build, full of all good furniture that you did not furnish. I'm going to cause you to drink from wells that you didn't dig. And I'm going to give you plants, vineyards, and olive yards. And I'm going to give you businesses that you didn't build or plant. I'm going to cause you to freely inherit. That's the inheritance of the sons and daughters of the Most High. But that we can shout all day until we learn how that works. That's what we're after, learning how it works. But the Father's going to add his pleasure to your faith. It's, I just want you to know that. Get ready for the Father to add his pleasure. When you start feeling the pleasure of the Father, there is no going back. The pleasure of Father will take your faith to a realm. It'll cause an explosion in your heart of the goodness and the glory of God. You're so full of the glory and so full of thanksgiving. You already know it's been done. You already know it's been transferred. You already know in your caring. And God the Father's adding his pleasure. How can you not receive it? I called a friend this week. I said, I'm not going another 2 years the way we've been doing it. I'm making my stand. I done drilled some pegs in the ground. I mean, I have just drilled it in. I said, I'm not moving until this is manifested. Because if I can't bring forth manifestation, then all this is teaching. And all it is revelation. So my stakes are already driven deep. They're not coming out. I don't care how long it takes, because all I need is one birth from heaven above. That is a manifestation, but it's got to come through you, the process which he's teaching. I want one successful, let me call it like this, one successful spiritual transaction of riches and glory of the right hand of God into the earth in manifestation. I want one good one that's far above me. Amen? Because once you get one, your whole life can now access the realm of the impossible. Your whole life can be about walking to him. Or you can just keep doing what you've been doing and hoping, wishing, and one day God's going to do it. You know, you can get to 80 years old and that one day is still there. The one day happened when the Lord Jesus paid for it all. The one day happened when he laid up an inheritance for all. And the one day happened when God said, this is the way it's done. Are you at Mark chapter 11? I want to show you a progression of three verses tonight. Mark 11, verse 22. Now, I want you to see three verses. And I want you to pay very, very, very close attention to three verses. I'm going to show you a progression of scripture here. Because when the Lord introduces a concept, a lot of times he won't put the whole image in that one verse. He's going to scatter it out in the teachings. But when you put them together, the whole image emerges. Amen? Mark 11, verse 22. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Now here is the result of true faith, is the next verse. He says, for verily I say unto you, what he's saying, if you truly have faith in God, this is what's going to look like. He goes, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith will come to pass, he will have whatever he saith. Now that is the end of faith. That's not the beginning of faith. That's the end where you'll speak to the mountain. Whether it's a mountain of sickness, poverty, generational curse, it doesn't matter whatever the mountain is. A mountain of revival, that's the end of faith. It's going to move. The mountain will part. Amen? That's faith in full manifestation. Now, he'll give you a little bit in this particular teaching of how it's going to work. He mentions mountain. That's huge. But then he says this. He goes, okay, now here's how it's going to work. If you're going to have mountain moving faith, that's the fullness of faith. He says, therefore, I say in verse 24, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, say when you pray, believe that you receive, right? And then you shall have two different things. God doesn't have two-legged donkeys in heaven, but he has riches in glory. And when you receive the riches in glory into your spirit in the form of his word and the form of created dunamis power, it releases the Holy Spirit to manifest and get somebody to call you and say, I'm going to take care of this. See, that may not always do that. He may open an effectual door at your business, the one that you couldn't open yourself. He might bring you a client. He might give you a major promotion. See, you could be praying for two-legged donkeys. The last thing Tina probably thought of, somebody from her family is going to call her and ask. See, you don't know how God's going to do that. Leave the doing to him. Amen? But he says, you're going to have to receive something. If you're going to operate in mountain-moving faith, you're going to have to first receive, all right? So he introduces that. Now go over to Matthew 17. You need to write this down in your Bible. Put Mark 11, 22 there. Matthew 17. And I'll give you the next one in a minute. Now, Matthew 17 is going to pick up on mountain moving faith again, but he's going to add another element to it. Mountain moving faith. People are always trying to exercise faith out there. Exercise faith in here. How do you do that? Learn to receive, learn to keep. Learn to receive, learn to keep. Get this atmosphere right, the Holy Spirit will get that atmosphere right. Get this one going, he'll get that one going. Nothing working in here, nothing working out there. The dominion mechanism. As a man believeth and thinketh in a what? Not in his head, in his heart, so is he. What's going on here is going to manifest out here. Got a lot of turmoil on the inside? You're probably going to have a lot of turmoil on the outside. Got a lot of peace on the inside? You're probably going to have a lot of peace on the outside. If you're rich on the inside, you're going to get rich on the outside. If you're prosperous, a prosperous soul on the inside, you're going to get prosperous on the outside. That's why you got to guard the heart. You got to get it working. Got to get that victory on the inside of you where your spirit's dancing. Faith will cause your spirit to dance. Even when nothing's changed, that's the glory and the beauty of it. I haven't had anything change yet, but everything's changing on the inside. Because I'm looking here now. I'm not looking out here no more. I'm training all my senses and all my eyes. I'm training everything to look here in the kingdom. And I got something to look at. If you don't got nothing to look at, you haven't received yet. You got to receive his words, so you got something to look at. You got a promise. You got an image. You got dunamis. You got things that are working. It's invisible to the world. You can't see what's working inside of me, but I can see it. I can close my eyes and I can see it. Because it's not invisible to me. Faith makes the invisible visible. Say that. Faith makes the invisible visible. But it makes it visible first here. All right? Three verses. Matthew 17, 20. This is that part there. Demon-possessed boy. Have faith in God. If you had faith in God, you could stand this mountain. So now he's going to give you another part of the picture. Jesus said to them, Matthew 17, verse 20, they asked him, why can we cast him out? He said, I brought that demon-possessed boy to your church, and they could do nothing. Had much changed, has it? He said, because of your unbelief, because of your unbelief, that's your problem, the unbelief. Unbelief of the heart, not the head. Now, all this working on the inside, the word's going to drive unbelief out. Dunamis is going to drive unbelief out. The Father's pleasure is going to drive unbelief out. You will not doubt how much he loves you when his pleasure shows up in your spirit. Because his pleasure is so great and so glorious that you will never question whether he loves you or not. You won't question whether he wants you to have it or not. That's part of faith, by the way, the Father's pleasure. So because of unbelief, verily I say unto you, now watch this, he's going to add the mountain, but he's going to add something to it. Here's how it works. If you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, then you can say to the mountain of Mark 11, remove yonder place and it should obey you. You see that? So he adds another thing because he said, believe you receive in Mark 11. Now he's telling you, if you want to move the mountain, you're going to have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. It's not going to begin moving the mountain. Stop trying to move your mountains. They've been there 30 years. If you hadn't moved them by now, you're probably not going to move them. Your human sufficiency, all you're doing is going to do nothing. All your activity is going to do nothing because those mountains are spiritual and they're going to have to be moved. They got spiritual entities behind them and they got to be moved God's way. God did you a favor by not allowing your mountains to be moved by human sufficiency. You'd spend the rest of your life in human sufficiency. He did you a favor to wake up to faith, because faith is going to crumble the mountain. But it's not that mountain moving faith doesn't start. So what? It starts what? The grain of a mustard seed. I'll say it like this. It takes a redirected faith. A lot of you are getting this now. I'm talking to you. I'm hearing it. I'm talking. I'm hearing it. I'm sensing faith. I'm sensing you got it on the inside. You're receiving the kingdom. You're talking like it's working inside you. You're talking like there's an atmosphere around you, like there's something going on the inside. You're receiving. Faith is the grain of a mustard seed. It receives. What does a mustard seed do? Ground receives the seed. Amen? See, mustard seed faith receives the kingdom. It receives the word. It receives dunamis. We talked about that, how the seed will drink the water called imbibition. It's the stage of imbibition. See, that seed, that water will get up on that seed and break that seed open, and then the oxygenation comes. Oxygen hits that seed and that water, and then explodes its image, pushes it right out into the earth. Oxygen is that final, that's that leaven stage. Praise the Lord. Amen? So you have to have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Now, we'll close with this. Go to Luke 13. First, he said it. Have faith in God. The end result of your faith is it's going to move mountains. But that's not where it begins. And that's where why people fail so miserably in the kingdom of God. Is they try to have mountain moving faith. And they don't start the way God said it. Because it doesn't start out there. It starts inside. It starts with seeds inside. It starts with words that are being planted within you. Not in your head, but in your heart. Transferred by the mighty Holy Ghost. It starts with dunamis power. When you get dunamis in the word working, you're going to feel it. A lot of people just work straight with the word. They don't work with dunamis. You're not going to feel a lot of things. Your faith, it's going to be more difficult. Your circumstances. But when you get dunamis working, it just fills you up so much, your circumstance can't prophesy to you as much anymore. So you get that faith that's working inside. So you got to receive it. So what we're doing, I'm hearing it, we're all getting in receiving mode now. We're not in that manifestation mode fully yet, but we're definitely in receiving mode. We're getting it inside. That's where it's got to be, because it's going to start in here, then it's going to explode out here. Amen? Get that interior faith working. God is going to do something radical. Okay, Luke 13. Then said he, unto what is the kingdom of God like? Whereunto shall we resemble it? He's talking about the word of God here. He said, it's like the grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and he cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree. The fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. Here's how the kingdom works. Here's how mustard seed faith works. See, first he talks about the mountain. Then he tells you to move a mountain. You got to get in mustard seed faith. And here's how mustard seed faith works. It's sown into your garden. It's sown into your heart. It's got to get up in there. The Holy Spirit's going to help. You got to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost. You can't just read your Bible and think you're going to get pregnant with the Word of God. It don't work like that. Holy Spirit's involved. You got to get up in there with the Holy Ghost, and He's going to transfer that promise in there. He's transferring riches and glory to you. He's transferring resurrection, dunamis, life to you. So look at it. It starts as a seed, right? Even the Lord, even Mary, impregnated with the Word of God. The Holy Ghost come over her. It says she was overshadowed with the Holy Ghost and dunamis power. You see, they're always going to be together. Holy Spirit, dunamis, faith, and the Word always working together. Always working together. Amen? So now, it starts with the mustard seed. It starts with the Word inside. You know how it ends? The Bible said of the Lord, He said, and He cast out spirits with His Word. He said, what manner of man is this? He goes, His Word is what? With power. He had power in His words. You know, most of the creative miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ, He didn't go struggle and laying His hands on them. It said the power of the Lord was present. See, it got out there. How did it come into Sarah? By faith, Sarah received creative dunamis power for conception. What was the end run of it? It transformed and it got into the atmosphere. Now it's power to heal. It didn't start as power to heal. It started as power to conceive. But it transformed to power to heal. It didn't start as the word of power outward. It starts with the word of the seed working. It starts as a seed, and then it comes out as power. He said He cast it out by the word of His power. What manner of man is this? His word was with power. They're looking at Him and looking at all these people they've been listening to the last 20 years. That you ain't got it. He's got it. See ya. That's why they hated Him, by the way. The people didn't hate the Lord. The leaders hated Him. Why? Because all their following went to Him. And they were jealous. And had they followed Him, He was going to teach them how to operate just like Him. He said, I can teach you how to work the kingdom. But they wanted to stay under the law. So it transforms, comes in, right? Comes out another way. The word comes in as a seed, comes out another way. Faith comes in to receive, but then faith comes out to move mountains. And it's that exchange inside. That exchange is not going to happen. That's what we call the leaven or the oxygenation of the seed. The leaven to the measures. It's not going to happen until the measures are intact. You've kept them, received them. But He's telling us, if you believe this, if you'll receive it, if you'll keep it, if you'll nurture it, if you'll feed it, if you'll water, if you'll receive, 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 there's a time that the Holy Ghost is going to take the law of the Spirit of life and He's going to leaven what's up inside you. When He leavens, we're going to walk in here and we're going to be talking just like this. And all of a sudden, whoosh, that interior dunamis is going to become exterior dunamis. The power is present now to heal. And He's not talking about healing a little pain in the knee. It's taking a man in his deathbed. And you know what? That power is present. He never laid His hands on them. He spoke to them. He said, take up your bed and walk. That word was with power now. All that got outside now. It changed and morphed. Transformed into something brand new. That's what's going to happen in your life. That's what's going to happen in your financial life. We're going to have spirit, soul, body, finances. We're going to have the whole thing. Amen? The kingdom doesn't choose, well, I'll bless you here, but not there. Only your faith chooses that. You don't believe Him, you don't get it. Your faith will bring forth. God has a lot. The Father has a whole lot prepared for us. He wants us to be a people of faith. How long do I have to do this for the rest of your life? But you won't ask that when you start feeling the Father's pleasure. You say, I get to do this for the rest of my life. I can't wait to see you tomorrow morning, Father. I can't wait to have this exchange. You remember when He started talking about the Lord's Prayer? He said, go into your prayer closet, shut the door. The Father's in there. He's going to see you. He's up in there. He's there. He's going to share His pleasure. When your faith gets a certain level, He's going to share His pleasure with you. When He starts sharing your pleasure, I don't think there's any way you can't receive what you're believing for. Amen? See how it goes? Starts with that seed. But it's not like you got to sit there with a seed in your spirit for 20 years. The accompaniment of dunamis causes an explosion on the inside. But when the leaven of the law, the Spirit of life comes,
It's going to cause everything to transform me. I mean, we could transform in a day. You don't know when that's going to happen. You could walk in here and all of a sudden, you know what the Lord told me about that? Where's that constitution? You know what he told me about this? In the Bible, when it says a little leaven leaveth the whole lump, it's used in a negative sense, but he said it to me. He said, a little leaven is going to leaven the whole thing. He goes, once leaven begins, it doesn't just leaven a little bit here and a little bit there. It leavens the entire lump. The whole government gets instantaneously leavened. And you know what he said? He goes, once it's instantaneous leaven, because it's the foundations of the apostolic office, everything will come into motion, set in motion. And that means the corporate eyewitness starts getting set in motion. If you haven't heard that series, you ought to hear it. That's a powerful series. That means God's going to start ordaining from on high. Commissioning from on high. When God commissions a work, it does not fail. When he starts commissioning, there's a difference between ministering and then ministering under a commission. Now, I'm not talking about ministering under an office, but when you're ministering under commission, heaven stands with you. When you speak, heaven speaks. When you minister, heaven ministers. Heaven doesn't leave you with empty chairs. There is no such thing as an empty chair when you're under a commission. And if it was by tomorrow night, they'd all be full because the Holy Ghost stands with you. He's bound to your commission. An apostolic government must be commissioned, but a little leaven. That's what he said. Son, once the leaven starts, it doesn't choose which part of the government to leaven. It leavens the whole thing. It sets it in motion. It sets it in motion. Leaven, just a little leaven. Oh, leaven, a whole lot. Let's go. It's going to set in motion the final light to humanity. The lampstand is going to set in motion. The white horse is going to start running. The white horse is going to get commissioned. And the kings and priests are going to reign. You have to understand there's a little bit of timing set with that. Because that's the final move of God. It's going to set it in motion. A global event's going to get set in motion by a little leaven. But a big old government residing in God's people. Can you see it? As you're holding his government, you're holding the whole thing. A little leaven. We got dunamis working. We have his government in our heart. We got the Holy Ghost. We got mustard seed faith. We are ready. We receive like Sarah received. All we need is just a little leaven. All you got to have is faith that operates like a mustard seed. Then all you have to have is a little leaven. See, the kingdom of God wasn't as hard to operate as we thought. We just had to do it God's way. Enrique, we just need a little leaven. And he's going to leaven the whole thing. He's going to commission it. The corporate eyewitness is going to begin. The Lord Jesus is going to walk through doors and start commissioning apostles for the last hour again. And they're going to stand up and say, the white horse is running. We are here to bear eyewitness testimony of, if you don't believe what we're saying, we've got somebody else that's accompanying us. Holy Ghost steps in and said, I will demonstrate it now. He's going to put a power on this thing. It's not on the present church. That's going to bear the witness to the world. A little leaven's about to leaven the whole thing. You can't have a part of it. You get the whole. All I need is a little leaven. Because I got the constitution in me. Mustard seed faith has been receiving it for 25 years. You got it. I got it. Stand up and act like an hallelujah.